beaches of Hawaii to the shores of the Puget Sound. You are now tuned into the Aloha State with the Hawaii Radio Connection. Now your hosts, Retta Gomes and Auntie Moody.
Oh, cannot believe. Aloha and good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Good to see you, Auntie.
Aloha. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Mai ka'i no. How about you?
Oh, mai ka'i. A little bit, hupikole over here. But
congestion.
Yeah. But it's okay. I made it before you went on air.
Whoa! First time this year and almost out of here.
But, you know, the streets, they closed over here, so I had to go detour. So good thing I left home early.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our annual Hawaii Radio Connection recap show for 2012. No can believe
2012.
The year 2010.
Yeah, okay.
No can believe the year is almost pow.
Almost pow. Coming up on our show, we're going to play the highlights of the year. We hear from a new member to our radio ohana is Gary Kale Medeiros. He's joining. He joined us this year. We'll also play music from the talented falsetto singer.
Yes, sirree. Amazing. It was an incredible year for our sponsors of the radio program. Uajamai's new renting store featured a Polynesian festival. Auntie Diana and Uncle Bobby now have a location in the Everett Comcast Arena.
Peter and Randy Buza at the Kauai Family Restaurant introduced a new way for people to enjoy the Onolicious Musubi, and a new member of the Ohana tells us about it.
The Kona Kitchen nears a decade in business, and we hear from Yuji and Angie Okamoto about how things are going, and Cousin Gail tells us about new products at the Hawaii General Store.
We got to talk with some incredible people on the Hawaii Radio Connection this year, including United States Representative Maisie Hirono, Kili'i Raichel, and, of course, an annual fun visit from Kauai's one and only Daddy Gomes.
Going to be good fun. Yeah, and also special since we got to visit from our my mom, Wilma Rogers, my Auntie Ann, and my Uncle Leonard.
Oh. Wow. You had plenty of ohana this year.
Yeah, they all, you know, when they come, they bring the fun too, eh?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like a potage reunion.
No, not at all.
So, Brother Gomes, what are some of the big news and sports stories of 2010?
Well, here's some of the big stories. Hawaii has a new governor, and it's back to a Democrat. Furlough Friday becomes a national embarrassment for the Hawaiian Islands. And Hawaii 5-0 returns. The Akaka bill flounders once again in the Senate. We'll tell you who passed away in 2010 and let you know of some of the businesses that are pow in Hawaii. In Hawaii Radio Connection Sports, in our recap special of the year, what a pleasant surprise as the University of Hawaii Wahine volleyball team played in Seattle. We hear from Coach Dave Soji. Football champ, our co-champs of the Western Athletic Conference, but then they switch and jump to the MWC. And we'll tell you who were the high school champs in football, baseball, and basketball. Those stories and more just after 9:30 a.m. on our special recap edition of the Hawaii Radio Connection.
We'll start our show with the newest member of our Radio Ohana, Gary Kale Medeiros. He joined the Radio Ohana this year. Kale is a very talented falsetto singer and an incredibly gifted musician and entertainer. Brother Gomes and Kale were at the Seattle Slacky Festival in October and had a great time. Here, Kale talks about the event. Then we hear him singing, Hey U'i.
Festival, the second annual down here at Town Hall. And yeah, so far so good, huh?
Yes.
Hey, boo, what? Me, 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 me.
Very nice.
Sounds onoa. Ooh. Well, Kalei, we spoke with Kalei recently, and his new CD is due to be out February 2011, so watch for that.
Now we turn to our sponsors who, without them, no more us, Enti. No more. In the summer, we participated in the first ever Uajamaya Polynesian Festival at the Renton Uajamaya. Ooh, incredible event. Many of our local favorite entertainers came out, including Auntie Manu, Auntie Claire Cortez, Uncle Danny, Uncle Greg, Elias, Cow Honey, Island Flavor, and of course, Auntie Moody.
Yeehaw, we had a great time there. The staff at Uajamaya was awesome. It made the event so much better. We even got a report from the event.
Hello, this is Brother Gomes reporting from the Polynesian Festival here at the Uajamaya in Renton, giving you a little flavor and some of the spice going on here on the Saturday and Sunday in Renton. So what do you think about this coconut?
It tastes really good. Coconut milk and water is supposed to hydrate you more than regular water. So I think that's, I don't know, it's just supposed to be healthier for you.
So hit the spot right now with the sun shining, huh?
Yeah, and then when you're done, they're going to cut it so you can eat the inside.
Wow. Okay, brother. Oh, don't take that. No, hold on. Yeah, of course.
How's it?
Good. How are you?
Do it. Yeah, from one putting you to another. This is awesome.
So where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. I went to Lilehu High School and was in the Walter Reed Army Institute of Nursing right out of high school, served during Vietnam time. Traveled around, made my home here in the Northwest, but always wonderful to have the kukua and aloha of all our brothers and sisters.
Nice. So what did you eat?
Oh, today, well, we had to have Bobby's grinds over there. So it's kalbi and also his teri beef with his rice. And then we went and took advantage of the Hawaiian plate lunch with lumi lumi salmon. We had kalua pork and lau laus. And hey, we're not done yet.
How about you? What you eating?
The Hawaiian plate.
And so what?
It's good.
Oh no, eh?
Oh yeah, broke them out.
That's the sound of shave ice. We're talking with the owners of Hula Hut. Kalani and Cindy, aloha.
Aloha.
So how's everything going?
Great, great. It's so beautiful out. We got some new flavors.
Like what?
Dreamsicle. Oh my goodness, it's so good. You remember the old school? We used to have the ice cream with the orange sherbet on the outside and the vanilla inside. Tastes just like that.
Oh, no kidding.
No, my shave ice is the best.
Okay. Hey, you guys put a lot of stuff in, but the ice with what else?
Ice cream and cream on top.
Never got one, boy.
Mahalo, thank you very much.
Well, we're visiting with Don Sakai, Operations Manager here at the Renton Uajamaya. So your impressions of the first time we doing this Uajamaya Polynesian Festival?
Well, you know, there was a lot of people that came, and certainly we were impressed with the numbers. But more so, I think we were impressed with the difference in terms of the people that did come out. You know, we had a lot of Pacific Islanders yesterday as well as today. But gosh, it was really a mixed crowd, and we love that.
No pressure. Okay, no pressure. But maybe next year again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Bigger and better.
Well, we're visiting Randy Buza of Kauai Family Restaurant. You guys are doing the Mount Salas. How's everything going?
Good. Everything's going good.
So what were your impressions of the festival?
It's a good turnout. Everything's good. All the vendors are good.
How about the Mount Salas? What's the reaction been from people?
Good. We almost sold out right now. We got like a quarter bucket left to go, and we've been selling the raw batter or the frozen batter, so which is really good. So people must like it because we had a few people come back two or three times. So it's really good. Everybody enjoys it, and that's what we want. We just want people to enjoy. So, and it was a good experience for us.
We're visiting with Auntie Diana at Bobby's Hawaiian Style Restaurant. Auntie, how are you?
Yeah, good. Very good.
How's the festival been for you?
Very good. It was awesome. I mean, we had a beautiful turnout yesterday, and today doubly as better. So, awesome.
And what's the reception been to you guys' food?
Oh my gosh, we have people going, you gotta come down this side. What's the matter with you guys all the way down north? So, awesome. Really good. Thank you.
And you guys also did something really special. First time you guys selling the Bobby's Kalbi sauce.
Two left. That's it. Of all the cases we had, we brought out, that's only two bottles left. So we're blessed. Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on, Anthony.
You're welcome, my darling. Have a great day.
Big hug. Mwah. Well, what were you guys' impressions of the event?
Beautiful. We love it all the time.
Real fabulous. We liked it very much.
What do you think about the event?
It was very, very good. I talked my friend Sonia into coming down here, and I can't get her to leave.
Did you like it?
Oh, excellent. Mahalo.
Oh, it's great. Thank you.
What were your impressions of this event?
Fabulous. The networking among all the Hawaiian people was just honor.
So how was it? You enjoyed your weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
You can come back again?
I'll be back here next year, for sure.
Well, there you have it. People really enjoyed themselves at our Polynesian festival here at Awajamaya, the Renton store. And I got good information. Don Sakai, the operations manager here at Awajamaya, said, yep, we will be back next year. So see you guys next year for the 2011 Awajamaya Polynesian Music Festival here in Renton. Thanks for coming, all you people. Aloha. This is Brother Gomes.
So, Auntie, you had fun over there. Was it fun?
Oh, we had a good time. My halau performed, and we had a wonderful time, and we can't wait to be back there next summer.
The Kauai Family Restaurant is always creative in its approach to ono food, like stuffing malasadas with haupia or chocolate filling, or creating ono classics with a nice twist. Recently, Randy Buza, brother Pete's daughter, is taking charge more of the day-to-day operations, and she told her younger brother, Matthew, who's working with us, to kind of let us know about what the Kauai Family Restaurant is doing with the ono musubi.
We have spam katsu musubi. We have our regular spam musubi, which is the local favorite, of course, because it is from Hawaii. We also have the chicken katsu musubi. We also got the
Portuguese sausage. You took it like Portuguese, eh?
Yeah. Portuguese sausage musubi, breakfast spam musubi. You got the egg and the spam on there. And you also got the Portuguese sausage breakfast musubi, which is the Portuguese sausage and egg also on the musubi. So we got a lot of types of different varieties of musubi. It's kind of like 7-Eleven up here, but a little bit better because it's fresh.
Ono musubi. You can get all kind of different musubi here at the Kauai Family Restaurant. Oh, wonderful. Nice to talk to you, brother.
Thank you. Mahalo.
You're listening to our special Hawaii Radio Connection 2010 recap show. Highlights from our radio program throughout the year. This is our special Hawaii Radio Connection recap show highlighting our programs from the year 2010.
We are here at the Kauai Family Restaurant where the ono-ness continues to flow, and we're talking with the ono specialist himself, Mr. Peter Buza. Aloha, how are you?
Aloha, Brother Gomes.
Good to see you again. Everything going okay?
Yeah, we've been really, really good.
I just see Randy doing some work over here.
She's not working hard enough. I think you should go talk to her. Okay.
Now, you wanted to tell us something really special because you guys are the only place in Seattle that on a weekly basis you can get malasadas.
Only on Saturdays from 9:30 to 3:30. If you want to get sassy with your malasadas, we also fill them. Put a filling in them. We do coconut and chocolate.
So you can actually call in and order that?
Yes. Give us a day ahead to put in your order and we'll have it ready on Saturday morning. If you do want a large quantity of them, we would suggest that you call in ahead of time that day or a day before. Also, we do sell the malasadas in tubs where you can take it home and cook them yourself, the malasada dough. We sell it in 2.5-pound tubs for $9.50, and you can get about 30 to 40 good-sized malasadas out of it.
All right, Mr. Buza, give everybody the directions and the location.
The Kauai Family Restaurant, 206-762-3469. See us down here in the Georgetown area of South Seattle. It's 63246 Avenue South, Seattle. Get exit number 162, right off the freeway. Head down to Michigan Street, left on 6. We'll see you. Hoi ho.
Okay, Auntie Moody.
Yeah?
I get Micah Gomes in training. Portuguese in training. Here we go.
Go.
Micah, you got a joke for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
What's black and white and goes around
and around.
Okay, what's black and white and goes around and around? I don't know. What is that?
A penguin in a revolving door.
Oh, wow.
Chip up the old block.
Wow, Andy Pumbatai, watch out.
What do you think? He gets the terrific, future.
All right.
Yeah, for that.
Aloha, this is Sister Kulina. As you know, I live in Squim, and once a month I visit Seattle to do our radio show. And whenever I come to town, I always go to Ojimaya. I have to stock up on all the staples that make my life in the Northwest feel like I'm back in the islands. I like to make sushi at home, so I purchase all the ingredients from the rice to the seaweed wraps, and of course, the spam for my spam musubi. We pick up Portuguese sausage, Hawaiian salt, aloha shoyu, sashimi, pickled ginger, shrimp chips, rice candy, arara, sesame seed cookies, Hawaiian sun juices, diamond head crackers, and everything to make huge onolicious locomocos. Not only do we stock up on food, but omiyage gifts for Ohana and friends like macadamia nuts, Japanese style cosmetics, books, and the best idea of all, the Uwajimaya gift card. Perfect for birthdays. And we always fill up our opus with ono grinds from the deli. So if you want to say aloha to Sister Kulina, look for me when I visit Seattle to do the radio show, then check me out shopping at either the Uwajimaya in Bellevue or in the International District in Seattle. Uwajimaya, quality Asian grocery and gifts since 1928.
You're listening to our special Hawaii Radio Connection 210 recap show highlights from our radio show.
Well, continuing on, Auntie Diane and Uncle Bobby had another incredible year. In November, Uncle Bobby told us we can now enjoy their local style plate lunches in the Comcast Arena in the Everett Event Center.
Well, there's this Comcast Arena, and the reason for building that arena was to house the Everett Silver Tips.
Okay, yep.
And
yep.
So anyway, we were blessed to be selected to go into the Comcast Arena to have a concession.
So there's a concession stand with you guys in there, Bobby's yes. Hawaiian Style Restaurant. So people can go, what they can order if they go to some like the Silver Tips game, hockey game, what can they order now?
Well, we don't have a full menu.
Not full, okay.
We just have like a mochiko chicken, the kalbi, barbecue beef, barbecue chicken.
That's enough for me.
I was just going to say, sign me up, man.
Oh, man. No kidding. So people can go to the Silver Tips game and go eat Hawaiian-style food.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations for you guys. Right on. Now, when did this start?
It started about the end of September. I called the person that was in charge of handling the concession, and the person that actually answered the phone was a customer of mine.
Oh, no kidding! Oh, my gosh!
And so he talked to the guy that was in charge of all of the concession, and he comes to the restaurant, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so
you want to hear even more small world on top of that?
What?
The one who's in charge.
We didn't have to convince them at all about our product because they loved it.
Yeah, well, they go to your place.
So we had a meeting. Within a week, they accepted, you know, our whatever we
your proposal.
Agreed upon.
Yeah.
And we had to convince the last person, and she was in charge of the whole event center.
And so she came down, eat the kind. That's what she did.
She came down to taste the food. But the nice thing about it was, again, we didn't have to try to convince her about how good our food is because her son goes to University of Hawaii. So she goes to Hawaii at least 10 times a year.
Oh, man.
So
everything.
She knows exactly. I mean, she even talked about zippies. I'm like, oh, I'm better than Zippy.
Oh, wow.
And even more ironic, she's a really good friend of mine. She comes and helps out at Hawaii General Store.
Oh, really?
On her days off, she comes down and helps me. And she really...
Who is this? Give him the name. Kanawat.
Yeah, well, Kim Bedir.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She's one of those people she's from Canada, right?
Yeah.
And so mainland Hawaii, but that girl, man, as soon as her son was going to Hawaii, she learned Hawaiian culture like nobody's business. She never once said like highway, like like, right from the start. And she get the aloha that one. So.
No kidding. Well, congratulations,
Thank
Uncle.
You. Thank you. So, you know, again, I don't know if there's a lot of people probably listening out there, but I have to thank my God.
Oh, no trouble with that.
Yeah.
Is he my god too or what? I can have him?
Oh, he's everybody.
Okay.
You're listening to the Hawaii Radio Connection. Brother Gomes and...
Auntie Moody.
And Kona Kitchen owners Angie and Yuji Okimoto are coming up on a decade of business, Auntie. I can't believe their restaurant
10 years already.
Almost, yep. So along with Ono Food, they feature a couple of things locals love to do, and that's laugh and sing.
So we still have comedy night every second Thursday of the month, as well as karaoke Friday and Saturday nights.
Karaoke. What's the matter with you?
I'm Chinese. Chinese.
So we got to go to the Japanese on that one.
It's karaoke.
Where does karaoke come from?
Howl is up in the mainland. They butcher that word. Every time I hear that word, I'm like, oh, I know. Karaoke. That's not the correct pronunciation. So that's going on. And you guys still serving a lot of local Ono food, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got plenty different kind of food. We have their kind of specials. Today's special is kimchi fried rice and pork adobo. You got to try them. It's good.
You going to do a little bit, I guess, celebration? Because usually you guys have annually, like New Year's and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What's funny? We are almost nearing our 10-year mark. We just celebrated our 8-year mark in September. So for 2012, we may just have a huge blowout, big party, probably have some, dragon lion dance thing going on, firecrackers, the whole thing. We're going to plan something special because 10 years would be a huge earmark for Kona Kitchen. We honestly, I didn't know if we were going to make it to the first year because, you know, that's the hardest time. Most people kind of quit after the first year because they don't see the profit. But, you know, I got to hand it to, you know, my partners, Angie and my mother-in-law for kind of sticking with me and saying, yeah, let's go for it. You know, so I'm glad we're at this point. It's great.
One of the special things about Kona Kitchen is like you get other restaurants, they only open certain hours and then they pahana. You have a restaurant that also for restaurant, but who? You get bar crowd over here.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday night with choke. So it's good because, we have our regulars always here and it's plenty of fun because, you know, we have karaoke. Every Friday, Saturday night. So, they come out and sing and it's just, it's like being in somebody's living room. And I think that's the way it should be.
I'll remember. Okay, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No practice now. Okay, no okay. Practice now.
Okay. This is the...
go restaurant tonight.
Okay. Go ahead, Ate. What we get next?
Okay. So, of course, whenever Christmas time arrives, the Hawaii General Store comes through with cool gift ideas. This year, the gift may be to travel, since they're finding incredible bargains.
I think, well, the main thing going on that's really popular right now is Terry.
Uimura.
Yeah, because he's finding great deals to Hawaii. Right now, everything's all sold out for Christmas. But after that, he's got some great stuff going on. And then we just have all kinds of fun things. We got a whole bunch of new, really neat Aloha shirts in. And then we have classic Christmas Aloha shirts, like Santa in the canoe. And... oh, yes. Danny's wearing a shirt that he got at the store.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
And then we have all beautiful perfumes, some neat soaps, and then some really great, all the food stuffs, you know, for stocking stuffers. That's the main thing. And then what we're doing now.
So if I wanted a stocking stuffer, give me an example of some of the things that I can get.
Oh, my goodness.
Crack
seed. We have this beautiful little coconut soaps, some... you know, a lot of people love our kukui nut oil. If you have somebody in your family that's like this time of year, their skin gets real dry and they're just cranky. Kukui nut oil is the best. It's amazing. So we have people.
So you just nice. It makes your skin just fragrant
happy.
And fresh. I mean, this is Hawaiian.
It doesn't have any scent in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why it's so good. It's just what the Hawaiians used to use. They are amazing Akamai people who had access to fabulous plants. You know, so we have macadamia nut oils to eat and kukui nut oil too.
Okay, so this is stuff that I can see plenty of wahinis would like. What about for kanis like me? What about brothers? What do you get for us? Eh? You know, what? I know if we can buy something for my wahini if she needs, but what about for me?
And that's what we have for you.
What?
Begin. Well, you make your wahine happy by, you know. That's what's most important.
That's important. Yeah, I know. It is very important to make your wahine happy. But
no, we have some fun surfing stuff, like surfing Monopoly, which is awesome. It has all the best surf spots in there. Like Pipeline is the Park Place.
Oh, is that right?
Waimea Bay is Boardwalk. Yeah.
So you can get a really good game, Hawaiian-style surfing spot game that you can play. Oh, thank you so much, Uncle Danny and Cousin Gail. It was the Seattle Slacky Festival, Elua, in October. Slacky master Cyril Pahinur brought up another treasure trove of excellent Kihualo players like Jeff Peterson, Makana, George Kuo, Sonny Lim, Kalihua Krug, and Skylark Rossetti. And I got to talk with two Bambucha fans of the Hawaii Radio Connection at the show. We're visiting with two longtime listeners of the Hawaii Radio Connection, Boy and Letua. What's your guys' impressions of the concert?
Very, very good. I enjoyed it. Four hours of good entertainment.
Awesome. Better going. Especially everybody was awesome.
The hula was good, yeah?
The hula was good. The halau was good. These brothers here,
Pialoha
was awesome. Yeah. Kana was heavy duty, bro.
Yeah, that was awesome. So,
and of course, Brother Gomes.
Yeah. All right, we'll end it on that. You guys have a good one. You listen to the Hawaii Radio Connection on AM 1540 KXPA. Again, we are at the Seattle Slacky Festival 2010. What a wonderful event. Yeah, it was a lot of good fun, Auntie. You know, you and I
really
were there again.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Special evening.
Yep. Well, Daddy Gomes once again paid us a visit from the island of Kauai. We get a lot of positive feedback whenever he comes on the radio. Everyone really enjoys listening to him tell his stories. We get two stories. We're going to tell you one story now, and then after the news, we're going to do the other one. But Daddy Gomes spent more than four decades in the sugar industry in the Garden Island of Kauai. He says he's seen the highs and the lows. How many years were you in plantation business?
46.
46 years. Wow. Yeah. Now, you were at the point, Uncle Danny, you're going to blow your mind when
I grew up on plantation Lanai, you remember?
That's right. You pineapple,
that's right, yeah. So it's finishing, listening to the other side.
But you went from the point where the heights, where you guys got bonuses one or two years when you were working.
Yeah, we had a $1,000 bonus. First time I ever see a $1,000 in my life. And the funny part, the bonus came to Oahu. To the Korean bars.
The family program, hey.
They went to the Korean bars, eh? So you guys had bonuses, but then you also seen the end, yeah?
We see the close one by one. It didn't happen all one time.
Yeah, yeah.
It started with Kilauea. They were the first. Then they went on down the line. Then they came down to Grove Farm. Then they start to merge, put things together, become stronger. For a while, they were strong until, I guess, the demands, you know, stronger you are, the more demands too.
Yeah.
Until the price of sugar, the government didn't help very much anymore.
Yeah.
That's when it came to the end.
They had price structures in place and all that. It was because of that, then it went kind of down, no? This is the Hawaii Radio Connection. Brother Gomes along with
Auntie Moody. And coming up in a few moments, it's the Year in Review in Hawaii Radio Connection News and Sports.
You're planning a small event and you want pupus or appetizers. Do yourself a huge favor and call the Uwajimaya Deli. The variety of foods will amaze you, the amounts will astound you, and the taste will impress you. Order the dim sum platter, fried shumai, gyoza, onion tofu, and meatballs, or maybe the meat platter with teriyaki chicken wings, marfar chicken wings, barbecue pork, maybe your ono for sushi. Uwajimaya has a number of sushi platters, including the kabuki assorted nigiri platter or the mixed sushi platter with Seattle roll, California roll, and the Uwajimaya Deli also features entree menu items, chow mein, beef and broccoli, sweet and sour pork, honey sesame chicken, and a lot more. Since the pupus are made fresh, they require a 48-hour notice. Call the Seattle Store Deli, 206-624-6248, or the Bellevue Store at 425-747-9012, or you could also go online to uwajimaya.com. Uwajimaya, the largest Asian grocery and gift store in the Pacific Northwest.
Hawaii Radio Connection News and Sports is brought to you by Bobby's Hawaiian Style Restaurant. Enjoy Ono, Bobby's Hawaiian Style Restaurant cakes like coconut haupia, guava, or lilikoi passion fruit at all Uwajimaya stores. That's Bobby's cakes at all Uwajimaya stores. Guava, haupia, and lilikoi. Information at 425-259-1338.
Now, with Hawaii Radio Connection news and sports, here's Brada Gomes.
Aloha kakahiaka. It is 9:32 in Wakini Kona, 7:32 Hawaii Standard Time. In November, Hawaii voters swept a Democrat back into the governor's seat by electing Neil Abercrombie. Abercrombie, the former United States representative, beat James Duke Iona. Former State Senator Colleen Hanabusa beat Republican Charles Dujot to go to the United States House of Representatives. Hanabusa was involved in a made-up scandal involving the Disney Resort in Kapolei, and she made a joke about her strategy to win.
A campaign with my two Portuguese and Mickey Mouse. How could I lose, right?
Other big stories of the year, former Governor Linda Lingle and education unions for staff and teachers battled over funding. So both sides decided to sacrifice Hawaii school children by pushing a Furlough Friday program. Governor Neil Abercrombie's first business when he was elected was to use Hawaii's Hurricane Fund to end the program. Governor Abercrombie recently signed off on a new Honolulu light rail system that'll go from Kapolei to Ala Moana. Mm-hmm. Other big stories from 2010, the Akaka bill is once again stalled in the United States Senate. Hawaii's economy seems to be okay. Unemployment around 6% compared to other areas where it's about 9%. And tourism has seen a double-digit increase over the year. After more than 110 years, the Honolulu Symphony filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The symphony will shut down and assets used to pay its creditors. Like Seattle, Honolulu is now a single newspaper city. The owners of the Honolulu Star Bulletin purchased the Honolulu Advertiser, then merged the two newspapers. The new paper is now called the Honolulu Star Advertiser. In the process, more than 100 workers were laid off. Southwest Airlines announced they will soon be flying to Hawaii, and these Honolulu restaurants closed down. John Dominus this month, the Hungry Lion in Nu'uwanu, and the Liliha Chinese Seafood Restaurant all done. In September, the remake of Hawaii Five-O hit primetime on CBS. So far, the show has won its 10 p.m. Monday night time slot and has been renewed for another season. Movie franchise Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed in Hawaii this year in movie theaters in 2011. Sadly, James MacArthur, the actor who played Dano in the original Five-O, died. He was 72 years old. Pogo Pogue actor Morgan White from the Keiki show Checkers and Pogo Pogue died. He was 86. He lived in Utah. Honolulu media mogul C. Seftel passed away at 85 years old. Pro surfer Andy Irons died. He was 32. And Victor Ho'onani Opiopio, lovingly known as Honolulu DJ Crash Kealoha, died. He was 62 years old. Coming up, a recap in Hawaii Radio Connection Sports. We'll do that right after this on AM 1540 KXPA. Elana Maikako yakahala ena o Bobby's Hawaiian style restaurant. E aina mea ono ena nea na puuvai me ke aloha. Come join us, enjoy a delicious meal and fill your hearts with aloha at Bobby's Hawaiian style restaurant. Auntie Diana and Uncle Bobby want to invite you to their newest second location at 13014 Highway 99 South on the border of Linwood and Everett, as well as their current location, 1011 Hewitt Avenue. Both locations feature incredible Ono favorites like mouth-watering kalbi short ribs, delicious lau lau, kalua pig, hamburger steak, Hawaiian-style loko moko, bochico chicken, and a lot more. Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant also features delightful desserts like guava, haupia, and chocolate dobash cakes. You want a real Hawaiian party? Have the ohana at Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant planned for it for you. From the banquet room to the ono kaukau to Hawaiian music with hula dancers. Call them today, 425-259-1338. That's 425-259-1338. Or go online to bobbyshawaiianstylerestaurant.com. So enjoy the new Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant on the border of Linwood and Everett, 13014 Highway 99 South, or take in the original at 1011 Hewitt Avenue. Bobby's Hawaiian Style Restaurant. Ono food in an atmosphere of aloha. In Hawaii Radio Connection Sports, well, we got to see one of the winningest Hawaii sports teams in history right here in Seattle. The University of Hawaii Wahine volleyball team played in the NCAA Regional at Heck Edmondson Pavilion, and Wahine volleyball coach Dave Soji was so appreciative of the fans' support from Hawaii.
Well, I wasn't real surprised. We have transplanted Hawaiians all over the country, and there were a lot here. And a lot of students actually were here. We have a lot of UW kids from Hawaii. So it's not surprising. There are a lot of Hawaiians in the area, so that was nice to see.
University of Hawaii Warrior football team was crowned co-champions of the Western Athletic Conference this season, then promptly accepted an invitation to join the Mountain West Conference. In Hawaii high school sports and football, St. Louis won the Division I championship. The larger high schools, Iolani took the D2 championship for the fourth year in a row. Iolani won the D1 basketball championship. Pahoa took D2 title. And in baseball, Punahou made it 7 straight state titles for the D1. And the Garden Isles Waimea High School won the Division II baseball state title. More for you from the Hawaii Radio Connection annual recap show right after this.
This time of year, the sun goes away for days at a time. The temperatures plummet and the days get shorter and shorter. Not the best time of year to enjoy outside activities. The Ohana at the Hawaii General Store has two ways for you to make this time of year more enjoyable. One, of course, is to go shopping and pick up wonderful products like poi, shrimp chips, macadamia nut candies, Kona coffee, island teas, jams and jellies, or a fragrant flower lei. The Hawaii General Store even features a lot of Hawaiian CDs and wonderful books about the islands for you to read on those cold, dreary days. The second choice is to call 206-633-5233 and have HGS Travel at the Hawaii General Store book you on a trip to the islands where it'll be sunny, warm, and lovely. If you just want to get away for the weekend, have HGS Travel book you a trip to Mexico, California, Vegas, anywhere in the world you want to go. The Ohana can get you there. So enjoy this time of year by stopping at the Hawaii General Store at 45th and Latona, online at hawaiigeneralstore.net or 206-633-5233. Imalama pono, Gail.
All right. Sister Kulina thinks she wants comedian.
Oh, she better go to the kitchen too. Then.
Okay, here we go.
I get one joke.
Not two. Just one.
Just one for right now.
Okay, well, I mean, this is an appropriate kind of joke, or artist?
Yeah.
You gotta make sure. Okay. All right. What is it?
A Portuguese woman was bragging, right, about her knowledge of state capitals. She probably says to her friend, go ahead, ask me. I know all of them.
Okay.
A friend says, okay, what's the capital of Wisconsin? The Portuguese woman replies, oh, that's easy. W.
Jeez.
Well, that's the sound of the cash registers ringing up here at the new Renton Wajumaya. We're going to ask people who shop here what they think about this new location.
Loving it. I used to live up in Northgate, so I would go to Chinatown all the time, so I'm very happy that there is one close by now.
It's a great addition to this Renton area down here. The desserts here, the mochi ice cream, the mochi for breakfast, and just sushi.
It just looks nice and clean, and everything is open and fresh.
Beautiful. I like it. It's only 10 minutes away from the house.
You've been shopping in Wajumaya for a long time, huh?
Yeah, since 1945.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that they're here.
Hi. What do you think about this new Wajumaya?
Fruits, produce are fresh.
What do you like about it?
I think the environment, you know, compared to other Asian stores, cleanliness is important to me, so and it looks welcoming and it looks nice.
How about you? Why do you like the Renton Wajumaya?
It's on up.
Well, as you can hear, people in South King County love the brand new Renton Wajumaya. Wajumaya, quality Asian groceries and gifts since 1928.
Well, Daddy Gomes paid a visit to Sin City a few years back and came away a big winner.
And so before you went to Vegas, tell everybody what you did at the Honolulu International Airport. What you did?
Yeah, you know the stomach from that...
Buddha.
The Buddha.
Okay.
He told me if you want to get good luck, you rub the stomach.
From the Buddha at the Honolulu International Airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I rubbed the Buddha.
Yeah.
I figured this is only talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I rubbed the Buddha. And then when we went to Vegas, with Clash Reunion tour, and then had some good friends of mine told me, hey, spend your money, not scared. So I thought, I'm not a real gambler, I just going to spend a little bit. And then the funny thing about this, I hit 2 jackpots without even trying. He said, look at that guy, come here. Spend only a few dollars and go home with a couple of thousands.
But tell everybody the jackpot. You hit the one. Which one was the one you'd hit? Kino. Was Kino. Which one was it? Tell everybody how you did that one.
It happened so fast. I just put on it. I only put in a few dollars and I made all that money. And I told myself, this is the time to quit. You take your money and run.
Didn't you also hit the Keno where, you know how the, when you go pick numbers, yeah, and you never hit any number and you won, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just
tell a story about what happened with that one.
This just came. Oh, you know what happened? This thing came out one big buzzing sound, you know, with all the lights and everything.
Okay, so Keno is the one where you got to pick all numbers, the different numbers, right?
I never picked nothing. I just played and I was just luck. Beginner's luck. And all I couldn't remember telling, bring the money over here, bring the money over here. Yeah, from Kauai, bring the money. Don't worry about just bring the money.
I like how Daddy Gomes when
Daddy Gomes, he knows what's going on. Tell everybody what we're doing right now, Auntie.
It's in case you're wondering where you're at. You're listening to our special Hawaii Radio Connection 2010 recap show with highlights from our radio program.
Mom, Auntie Ann, and my Uncle Leo and Kulina all visited our radio program. My mom is Wilma Rogers, Auntie Ann, and Uncle Leonard. They came in here in the in-house, and it was like herding cats with them in this studio. It was good fun, though.
First of all, yes. I get one something to tell you.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm going to ask you.
You know, it's something to tell me. Just tell. No need okay. something.
Well, there's one question, tell. But you got to answer.
Okay.
What you call four Portuguese in one SUV coming from Squim?
I don't know. What do you call four Portuguese in an SUV coming from Squim?
One long trip.
One long trip.
And we started out at 4:15 this morning. Don't ask me how come we never get here sooner.
Okay.
But we had Uncle Ron driving us.
Uncle Ron driving you. All right. Well, we have a big group this morning, and yes. I think in a few moments we gotta say hello. Yeah. Give it up for the Hawaii Raiders.
Thank you, aloha and mahalo very much.
Well, okay. Sister Kulina, what we got coming up on the show?
Okay, brother, coming up, we're gonna play Ono Hawaii music for you to enjoy. Nice, Sister Kulina, ready yes. for you to enjoy. What?
What?
You know and what I, mean? Sister Kulina.
And I have a tidbit.
Oh, tidbit ready for you to enjoy. Okay.
Okay, this, you know something? We never start the show already still like this.
Big car crash. Oh, really, so Kulina. Wait a minute. So you are Akamai because you get the sound effects. You never had them for the last 15 years. Yeah, now you get them.
Yes, I do, Sister Kulina. We got all kinds of wonderful things this morning for you to enjoy.
Okay, so this morning is kind of special. You let me go tell everybody.
Tell everybody.
Okay, because we get family from Reno and from Wahiwa in the house.
Very nice.
Uncle, now one from Wahiwa.
Okay, go grab the mic. Who are we going to have first one?
Oh, Haleiwa, I'm sorry.
Haleiwa, come grab the mic. Okay. Go ahead. Hey, Auntie, come step over there.
Get so we have mom. Come. Okay, this is Auntie Ann.
Okay, Auntie Ann, aloha. Auntie, grab there. Go ahead.
Hello, Brother Gomes.
How are you, Auntie? Huh?
Really good.
Sad. You still over here looking. Brother, who's Brother Gomes? You know me from a different name. Tell everybody what you know
Junior.
Me.
Junior.
Oh, boy.
And Zulin.
And then
we get Mom.
Go ahead over there. You walk by the microphone over there, Mom.
Mom,
go ahead, step up.
Walk
up to, yeah, I know. You're
Come
not
Mom,
used
we
to,
get,
to
we
the
don't
kids
enough.
Telling you what to do, but you got to go by the microphone. Go ahead. Go. She's okay. Feeling me shy. Still shy.
No, she's coming up.
Oh, she got right. Go ahead. Right in front of that microphone over there, Mommy. You grab it. Go sit right there. Go right there. Talk. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming all the way up from Reno.
I was really long.
Yeah, it was
long. I should have flew.
And
then Uncle Leonard, stay over there.
Hey, come here, Uncle. Get over there. Guy. You gotta go.
Uncle, come on.
Go ahead, right there. How are you today?
Well, you talked about Reno. You know what, Reno?
What?
Nothing?
There's nothing going on in Reno?
Good morning.
What? Now what happened? Boy, this ride this morning was just tragic all the way around. What happened?
We never see animals, which is good.
Right, okay.
Okay, but, you know, I was late, as always. So Uncle Ron had to...
What?
Had to speed it up.
Uh-oh.
We took it all the way up to 25.
Lucky T, yeah. Uncle, and yeah, I was like, no! Everybody else was, yeah!
So you guys caught up somebody on the...
We had to. The guy was going 2 miles an hour on the bridge. On the Hood Canal
Bridge.
But then Uncle Ron had to go past double I's, right? I'm thinking, oh, no, this is not good. But we made the ferry, brother. That's all that counts, right?
All the way
I'm here with you.
Good.
I tell you, what a mess, huh? Only good fun. This is the Hawaii Radio Connection, our annual recap show. What do we get now, Auntie Moody?
Well, Moving on, we had a visit from Kelly Reichel. He played a concert at the Snoqualmie Casino in March. We talked with Kelly a couple of weeks before his Halau Hula Kealo Kamaile went to the Merry Monarch Hula Festival. They had a great festival. They won the overall Wahine title, along with first place in Kahiko and Awana Hula Division. In 2009, his hula dancer, Henohea Kane, won the prestigious Miss Aloha Hula title. Kili'i says their main goal was not to embarrass themselves in Hilo.
We did okay. Yeah. You know, our big thing was just to go and to make shame. You know, no matter what. So whether you place, whether you don't place, it's the matter of making sure that you're at the top of your game at that particular time so that you can play with the big boys.
And how was the overall experience for you?
For me, it was stressful. I have more gray hairs.
Come on, I don't see the gray hairs. You do a good job.
Oh, it's there. Yeah. It's there. Yeah, you need glasses, bro. No, it was a great experience. You know, I'm doing it mostly for my students. Yeah. Truthfully, as I start to wind down my singing career and performing career, you know, something has to take its place insofar as hula. And so the concerts have been a great venue for our students to express themselves as hula people. And now that's kind of going off to the side a little bit. And so the competitions is the next best place to do it.
Thank you so much for coming up and blessing us with your wonderful music.
Thank you. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here and good to see you, good to see everybody and, you know, all the familiar faces. And the love of Hawaii is evident in the audiences that come. So mahalo.
You know, you talked about kind of winding down. So you telling us something that kind of hitting a different plateau in your life, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at half century, you know, and that's not old, but it's not young either. So, you know, I want to make sure that you know, I can focus in on the things that are really, really important for me and for our family and for our halau. So, you know, I cannot multitask. I cannot be doing concerts and competition. You know, I'm not that resilient anymore. And so something has to give. And so, you know, it's not going to be where we stop performing, you know, because that's always going to be part of what we do. But not as much, perhaps. Yeah, so we can focus in on other stuff.
You know, you travel all around the world and then you play music all over. What do you have to tell us, Kama'aina, living away from home? You know, kind of shed some spirituality for us so that we kind of can feel connected with you guys back home.
Well, I think as long as you do something every day that reflects where you come from, you know, whether it be something small like speaking pidgin or using a Hawaii, consciously doing something every day, because we have to do that at home too. It just so happens that we're at home, but being at home doesn't necessarily mean that you're a practitioner of the things that are Hawaiian or local. And so it's always a conscious effort to do those kinds of things. And so if I have any piece of advice, do something every day. Set the example for your children. And while you're doing that, you reintegrate and re-solidify who you are and who you come from.
Thank you for the advice, Kili Reichel. Well, your music was awesome for the Hawaii Radio Connection. We got to debut 3 new CDs, 2 from our own Hawaiians living in Washington, and 1 CD that is being considered for the Hawaiian Grammy. Roddy Lopez CD, Hawaii My Home, and Ire and the Brothers from Unified Culture released their Hawaiian reggae CD, Better Days. Right on our show, we were the first to play a song for the new Amy Hanaili'i and Slacky Guitar Master CD, and it was introduced by the one and only Cyril Pahinui, who brought a rough draft to us in September. Tune in to our countdown show of the top 10 Hawaiian CDs of 2010 on January 1st, right here on the Hawaii Radio Connection, and see if Roddy Lopez, Unified Culture, and Amy Hanaili'i made the top 10. We'll be back right after this on the Hawaii Radio Connection. Brother Gomes and
Timuri.
The best place for locals in Seattle is the Kona Kitchen at 8501 5th Avenue Northeast. Come in for Ono local favorites any time of the day. Kalua pig and cabbage, broke the mouth beef stew, huli chicken, katsu, kawaii style prawns, edamame, spam musubi, and a whole lot more. What makes us so popular with locals is all the different fun kind activities we have. On the weekends, live Hawaiian music with many local artists doing kani kapila. We also have stand-up comedy and special events. But the best fun of all is karaoke every Friday and Saturday nights, featuring songs from Hawaii, Japan, and the Philippines, as well as popular American favorites. The lounge features drink specials, and we serve up onopupus till midnight. So get your vocal cords warmed up. That's Kona Kitchen, 8501 5th Avenue Northeast in Seattle, 206-517-KONA, or online at konakitchen.com. And become our Facebook fan to keep up to date with our daily specials and special events. Call us about banquets, catering, and parties. Kona Kitchen, it's where the locals go.
Okay, so I think Micah Gomes is ready to tell jokes at Kona Kitchen. You ready?
Okay, let's try again.
Okay.
Why do penguins carry fish in their beaks?
Why do penguins carry fish in their beaks? Why?
Because they haven't got any pockets.
Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
He likes penguins, yeah?
Yeah, at least he gets the jokes, not like his father. Oh, man. You know what I mean? Hard like that, boy.
Yeah. He's cute.
Okay, what we got next? Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Hawaii Radio Connection. Brother Gomes in.
Auntie Moody. And we're doing a recap of our 2010 programs. We were so fortunate to interview the Honorable United States Representative Maisie Hirono from Hawaii. She visited Seattle from the other Washington this summer. We had a nice time talking with her, and we even played music from her favorite artist, Brother Iz. Uncle Danny asked her why she was in our neck of the woods.
Well, what are you doing in Seattle, ma'am?
I've got a number of things. For one thing, I wanted to say aloha to all of your listeners, because I know many of them either have ties to Hawaii, have come from Hawaii, but lots of aloha from Seattle to Hawaii and vice versa, right?
So yes. Oh, my cutie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This morning. And I also have an event tonight that is being hosted by some of my old friends, many of whom are from Hawaii. And then I'm later dropping by, I'm hoping to drop by with my good friend Congressman Jim McDermott to the Chinese Information and Service Center, their annual dinner, because this is an organization that does really good work in this community. And then I'm getting together with some leaders of the Asia American, Filipino, Korean Bar, Vietnamese American Bar Association leaders tomorrow.
We're very impressed. How fortunate is it for you to have a president who is from Hawaii? And
it is great.
Yeah, because we've been hearing that he's been doing a lot for minorities, especially in the judiciary area of our country.
Yes, and I think the fact that he pushed for Sonia Sotomayor is a really good example, and the most recent another woman. Kagan, and so I think he's looking to diversify our Supreme Court, because it's really the diversity of our experiences that when we are in a decision-making capacity, then we bring those kinds of very unique perspectives to the table, and I think that's important, especially to minorities in this country.
Cool. You know, now that you are in the other Washington, the Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
How do you like that, you've been in Congress for a little while now, and, mm-hmm. and what is it that you miss about Hawaii, and what's special to you about Hawaii?
Well, I definitely miss the people, the beauty. When I go home, I am even more appreciative of how lovely it is, and I say, well, no wonder people come here, because it's great, and the diversity is wonderful, and of course, I miss all the food. You know, I always take back frozen Hainan to D.C., lao lao and poi, and you know, the foods that we that really love are some of the things that concrete the things that we miss. But of course, my family, my husband and my mother, mm-hmm. and my cat live in Hawaii.
Oh, puting, it's hard for you.
That's all my friends. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you are. I do a Hawaiian blog on Hawaiian activities up in this area. Would it be proper for me to say the most famous Kaimuki High School grad? I think
I'm a bulldog.
In more ways than one, right? Especially in Washington, D.C. to get things done, right?
Yes, and always with the people of Hawaii in mind.
Speaking of that, how is the Akaka bill looking? What's the chance of it passing and becoming law? What are you thinking?
It passed the House.
Right.
It's in the Senate. I am really hopeful, because we now have a president who's prepared to sign that into law. And in fact, the president put his resources to help us with the bill through the House. He had the, his White House people, the Justice Department, the Interior people. They spent many, many hours working on this bill so that we could get it as strong as possible to withstand any challenges. So he really put his, Manao in here too. So that was great.
We are speaking with the Honorable Maisie Hirono. She is the representative from Hawaii, 2nd Congressional District, which covers all
the Lanai, yes.
Lanai and Kauai, where we're from. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything you want to let our listeners know, especially those from Hawaii, and some of the things that we can do if you want to reach out to have them help you or anything that they can do?
I think that just the fact that they support a program like yours, which keeps us in touch with Hawaii, and you go home often, and I think it's really important. Hawaii has something special to offer to the rest of the country in terms of how we treat each other. Right now, you know, things are can be very ugly and angry, and we with people who disagree with us. And I think in Hawaii, with our feeling of aloha and ohana, these are not just words to us. This is how we strive to treat each other. We have that to offer the rest of the world, and we need it now more than ever as we're dealing with immigration issues and all these challenges to our economy and jobs. And I want them to continue to have them support what we're trying to do, not just in Hawaii, but to achieve opportunity and fairness for everyone in this country, especially the minority groups, and to support programs like yours so we can always stay in touch. I appreciate your letting me say aloha to all your wonderful listeners.
Thank you so very much.
Mahalo very much.
Mahalo.
Have a great day. We have a song for you we're going to play, okay? This is what you wanted, and we're going to play this for you. This is Israel Kamaka Viva Ole.
Oh, my favorite. I listen to him when I'm traveling back and forth between D.C. and Hawaii.
Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
Mahalo mopono. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. No.
Of Hawaii, we were playing in the sun.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You guys have a good day today.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. And we'll be back on December 25th.
Yeah, until next week, you guys take care. Aloha.
Ahuiho.
Ahuiho.
The sound of the ocean soothes my restless soul. Sound of